the hankering for material enjoyment will gradually diminish up to a point where a devotee will say, now I am completely satisfied. Like he said, kacham vichinvan apidivyaratnam swamin kritartho asmi varam nayache. A devotee does not ask for any more material benedictions at that stage, we said before. That is why it is said, the holes of our body keep on demanding, no matter how much you keep giving. But when you fill up the hole with the supreme hole, then they become satisfied. Just like we all are eating, we want more. But Raghunath Das Goswami says, no. Once in 3 days, one leaf cup of buttermilk, enough now. What will you do other times? Just chant the holy name. You're satisfied. So our senses become gradually free from the hankering for material enjoyment and come to a point where our senses become satisfied. Like Parikshit was hearing the lecture by Shukadeva Goswami. And Shukadeva Goswami seemed to cut short the pastimes. And Parikshit said, you know, do not think that I have not drunk water for 7 days, 7 nights. I have not eaten food. The katha is so nectarian that my mind says, I don't need any sleep. I don't need any water. I don't need any food. And you go on and on. So what does this show? The hankering for material enjoyment is finished in the body. And one is completely materially satisfied. And then spiritual hankering arises. That's the result. Spiritual hankering is created in the mind, in the senses, in the intelligence. One becomes more and more thirsty for Krishna. It is said, Krishna is that personality by after having seen whom, one does not want to see anything else. After hearing about whose glories, one does not want to hear the glories of any other hero. After tasting whose prasadam, one does not want to eat any other food which is not offered to Krishna. So in this way, all the senses, they become addicted to Krishna in such a way that they will only partake of things related to Krishna and they will not partake of anything else. And not only that, if you give them things related to Krishna, it will not cause satiation. Why? Because a devotee will want to see Krishna more and more, hear Krishna more and more, taste Krishna more and more, and distribute Krishna more and more in an unlimited way. And when that kind of stage comes in the life of a devotee, he develops a very intense greed, which is called as laulyam. Tatra laulyam api ekala molyam janma koti sukritirna labhyate. When that greed arises, actually that greed, when it grows in a very big way, one is promoted from the Vaidhi bhakti to Raganuga bhakti. Spontaneous affection. From reverential admiration to spontaneous affection. So, in this way, a devotee not only stops material hankering for material enjoyment, he becomes satisfied materially, whatever little yadricha labha santushto, as Krishna says. And he, as he focuses on the holy name continuously, then spiritual hankering is awakened in his heart. And in this way, a devotee's attraction for Krishna incessantly increases. And this is actually the real wealth of a devotee. Devotee becomes a spiritual millionaire by this kind of developing the hankering. And all this is accomplished by the chanting of the holy name. Because Dhruva Maharaj, he had material hankering when he was with his stepmother. But when he chanted the Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya and saw the darshan of Lord Vishnu, he became completely materially satisfied and he didn't want any material benedictions. At the same time, for beholding the beautiful form of Vishnu, he was touching the feet of the Lord. He was kissing the feet of the Lord. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And his eyes were showering tears. And he was overwhelmed by spiritual experience. Bhakti para isha anubhava. By that. And Prabhupada says it's very practical. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukham kartumavyayam. It's very joyfully performed process. And the chanting of the whole name, if it is done with great sincerity, without any duplicity, only with the desire to please Krishna and serve Guru and Krishna, with that intention is done, it will eventually produce these effects which are actually promised in the scriptures. Because our senses are like a wood. A wood cannot produce, it cannot boil sabji or rice. But we have to produce fire in the wood. It may take some time to spark a fire on the wood and gradually grow it. Harness it in such a way, you blow it in such a way that the wood turns into a red log of wood, fiery wood. Then the fiery wood can boil the sabji or the milk or the rice. Similarly, right now our gross senses, our body is like a wood. It is wondering, what is Krishna? How to think of Krishna? How to love Krishna? Everything looks Greek and Latin. But if the sincere and faithful following of the instructions of Guru Parampara is done, then the body and senses don't remain mundane. Grahyam indriyai, they don't remain. And they become, when we do Krishna arte akhila cheshta, one-pointed attention on loving and serving Krishna without diverting our attention to anything else. If one does that at every moment in one's life, it is only a matter of time. One will very quickly see that the spark of fire is generated, spark of Krishna consciousness is generated and increased in proportion over a period of time. And when body and senses become completely absorbed in Krishna, they experience the spiritual delight, spiritual experience. And in that spiritual consciousness, calling the holy name is easy, and at the same time becoming satisfied materially, at the same time increasing, hankering for attaining Krishna. All these things come to a devotee who simply calls out the holy name with a sincere, prayerful mood. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Nam Prabhu ki.